Proclamation number 3321 of 8th of November, 1944. Last Judgment. Punishment for sin and act of grace. Fear and terror will befall people in view of the end and their helplessness, for all but the few who are faithful to God lack faith in a loving, wise and omnipotent God, in a continuation of life after death and in a spiritual kingdom. They only believe what they see and see its downfall, and thus their condition is hopeless. They have valued earthly life too highly and now realize their powerlessness to prolong it by just 1 hour, and the imperfection of their souls terrifies them, for they fear death. They feel it unconsciously that the soul is approaching an exceedingly agonizing state, that there is no existence of extinction for the soul, and in their inadequate maturity of soul they must therefore fear the end or come to faith. The believing human being looks forward to the end with peace of mind, for he knows that he is protected as long as he lives on earth. And even life after his death does not frighten him. After all, it is the actual life for him which was the purpose and aim of his earthly life. Yet the last days will be dreadful, for all the forces of darkness will unite and rage against the light on earth in order to drag it down into darkness. And the believers will be in extreme distress from which death will appear to them as redemption. And that is why they long for the last hours. They anxiously await the recall from this earth and hope for the coming of the Lord, which precedes the last judgment. And from this they draw the strength to resist. But Satan rages until the lost hour has come. Men excel in cruelty and act outrageously against the believers. Then judgment comes upon them. Flames burst forth from the earth and consume everything they seize. And the people see death before their eyes, which they cannot escape. Yet their hardship and fear do not outweigh the amount of sins they have incurred during the time of persecution against those who are faithful to God. For this amount is overflowing and can only be paid off through the banishment in solid matter, so that the beingness in this matter will pay off the guilt through the long time of imprisonment. And no human being will escape his fate, which he has created for himself through his way of life. The fear and horror will be overwhelming for the guilty. The bliss at the coming of the Lord will be the same for the believers, and all misery on earth will come to an end for a long time. People cannot imagine what will happen at the last judgment. The power of God punishes everything that is contrary to him. Satan himself will be bound and with him all powers that were in bondage to him. And the earth at that time will be a place of living devils, fully in the power of their Lord. Yet they did not follow him forcibly but voluntarily, and therefore also all God's opponents who will now feel the wrath of God. They have to atone for their sinfulness, they have to endure unspeakable torments because they are in extreme remoteness from God and this means total powerlessness and hardest imprisonment. A state which is unimaginably agonizing for the once powerful spiritual that can move in freedom, since it does not lose the consciousness of existence. And yet, even this act of banishment in the most solid matter is an act of grace by God to help this spiritual to become free after all, to give it the opportunity to reach the original state again. But the magnitude of the guilt of sin also determines the measure of the torment. The torment is indeed a punishment, an expiation for the sins, but at the same time a corrective, a means for the transformation of the spiritual being, which is completely distant from God, into beings which strive for God. The fact that this means is of such harshness, which appears cruel to people, is humanity's own fault in the last days on this earth, because the spiritual, which is already in the stage of free will, regresses to the utmost depths, despite all God's accommodating help which wants to prevent the spiritual from doing so. People make a mockery of God's love, they pay no attention to His word, to His servants and prophets, they let all earthly events pass them by unimpressed. Their free will turns downwards towards the one who fights against God, and thus they become like Him. This can only result in a complete banishment from God, and this complete banishment is always a state of greatest agony, because only closeness to God makes the being happy, and distance from God completely contradicts the being's original state. If God wants to give the fallen being the opportunity to return to Him again, it has to go through the agony of distance from Him so that it will change of its own will and strive towards God again. Initially, however, it is so opposed to God that it cannot muster this will, and therefore its stay in solid matter lasts an infinitely long time. But God knows when the stubbornness of the will begins to weaken, and then He also loosens the cover of the spiritual. And the quicker, the more yielding the spiritual shows itself in form. This is the only way by which the spiritual can again reach the state of free will, which now again confronts it with a decision. For this must absolutely be made in complete freedom of will. Therefore also the coming judgment is only an act to regain the spiritual, although it is connected with the hard atonement for the measure of sin, which men burdened themselves with in the last time before the end. An upward development, that is, a change of will on this earth, no longer exists, and therefore all life will end. A time of God-connectedness and guiltlessness begins again for the few whom God takes from the earth before, whom He is destined for the procreation of the human race. After all other people have been deprived of bodily life, so that they can no longer harass the few good, God-loyal people. For this is the end, that God separates the good from the bad, that He rewards the good and punishes the bad. That the former may lead a paradisiacal life on the new earth and the latter are condemned to endless imprisonment. Amen.